Hello and welcome back to another Decades of Decay walkthrough. This week is about a ghost farmhouse, technically. We had been driving to and from our area to Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and beyond, down to Racine and further. And we had taken this trip 3 or 4 weekends in a row, basically the same way, to and fro. And we did not see this farmhouse till about the 4th or 5th
weekend. Was just there on the side of the road. We just nondescript.
Yeah.
Drove past.
Most of the windows were missing in the 1st and 2nd story of the farmhouse. And there's a huge barn.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a silo and probably 5 or 6 outbuildings. So I whipped a shitty and we were looking for a spot to park. There wasn't really one. So we tucked it between a couple of the buildings and...
It wasn't far off the road. We were just...
It was an overcast, misty morning, so we were kind of covered by that. It added an extra air of like creepiness to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we went in, there were 2 bodies laying in the living room. We'll get to that in a second. But, I mean, the barn was cool, right? You had your slaughter trough or floor drain in the middle. And
yep.
It's just a typical...
It might have been a working farm many, many years ago.
It probably was. I mean, Wisconsin's got a lot of farms and before...
Right. But this is still pretty much city-based.
Wow.
We're not that...
That blew up in the last 50 to 100 years.
True.
So, I mean, this is... It's a cool old barn, cool farmhouse, but as we walked in, there were 2...
Like, hose bodies.
But at first, I thought they were for, like, police dogs. But if you look closely, there's rivets and, like, screws that go all the way through. And right after I said to you, I wonder if these are for police dog kicking their
ass. I didn't
ass.
Notice they were, like, body-shaped right off the bat.
Yeah, well...
It took you a second to point that out and go, hey, this looks like a body. Look at that. Legs, arms.
Yeah, and then the rivets, though, made me think, well, no one's going to let the police dog chew on those rivets. So it's clearly for firefighter training.
Yeah, it's complete dead weight.
I shared this on a little video of me finding it on Facebook or TikTok or wherever it was.
One of those sites.
And someone noticed this from the fire department that made it and sent me a link, a news article about them pimping this human analog. And in the article, it says they were going to make a juvenile one, which is the green one you can see in the pictures.
Yeah, it's significantly smaller than the adult one.
So this will be cool. I will add that link on there. And the fact that we found this in an abandoned farmhouse means that they probably did training one weekend and they were coming back that later that day or the following weekend.
Yeah, we did hit this pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, 7, 8, something like
that. I don't
even
think it was that late in the morning.
No. Well, we are up way too fucking early.
Yeah.
So the rest of this place was just a regular old farmhouse upstairs. There were a lot of holes in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I called them new skylights, and I don't know if that was for firefighter training. With even without the fires, they when firefighters come to put out a house, they rip holes in the roof.
Yep.
To put water and air, and it's part of their method. So I don't know if this is part of the training for people coming.
And I'm looking at this. There's not a lot of water damage, so I'm wondering if those haven't been there very long.
Well, not only not a lot of water damage, but there's no fire damage.
Correct.
So it's not like they tried to put out a fire, but maybe for training purposes.
On how to punch a hole up there.
Exactly.
Appropriately, yeah.
So, I mean, there wasn't much left. Some starry, star-spangled ceilings.
Clearly a child's room at some point.
The skylights everywhere. The stuff that really intrigued me, though, is the Pepto-Bismol disgusting barf dining room.
Orangey, pink. It's really bad 80s color.
It's if you drank a lot of Pepto and still barfed in the 80s, that's what it is on these walls. It's horrendous.
Yes.
Going into the kitchen, though, that gloomy light that poured through the kitchen skylight, that was some cool shit.
That was. With an avocado green kitchen.
Oxygen tanks sitting on the counter and in the sink. So basically just a farmhouse. Lots of holes in it, lots of cool shit.
Not a lot of stuff up in there. It was just, they were pretty much just empty rooms with some destroyed walls.
And then when we got to the basement, that's when things changed.
Yep.
Typical basement lived in, lots of pictures,
lots of
paint.
Christmas decor on our way down those steps.
Yeah.
That's Christmas lights right there with those cords.
Yep, you know, your Fisher-Price eye chart. But the basement had so many family photos and decade buttons for birthdays and... Totes full of...
Clearly a life lived, and it was all down there.
Yeah, I mean, you had stacks upon stacks of vinyl records and reel-to-reel tapes.
And the organ or piano. I'd say it's more of an organ, it looks like.
Yeah.
It's got the pedals on the bottom.
And they're in all layers of disarray, right? All manner of disarray, whether they're sheathed in...
their cardboard boxes.
Their cardboard box or sleeve, or they're just sitting out reel to reel. I mean, there were...
Is that 8mm film?
No, that's old reel to reel tapes.
Okay.
Like, these are 50s and 60s rock. So, I mean, you got, what, probably 720. You got probably 40 on just this one pile alone. And going through these pictures when I was posting them on the website, I don't think we captured all of the stacks that were down
No.
there. It was ridiculous how much audio was in this, situated in this farmhouse basement. If we went by a different model, I would have gotten a wheelbarrow or backed my shit up to that, my truck up to that house and taken all that vinyl, but that's not our jam.
No.
Take nothing but pictures and memories, leave nothing but footprints. So, damn. I mean, this was, for driving by it a handful of times and not actually planning anything on it.
Yeah, we just stumbled upon this one.
Quick 15, 20 minute max explore. It was a lot of fun. And it was one of those gloomy days where we'd been back and forth to this other site that we hadn't gotten in for 4 or 5 weekends
right.
in a row. So we were beaten down. We were dejected from driving and not actually accessing.
Yeah.
So this one felt really good, even though it's small and little and inconsequential.
It was still fun.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not just a farmhouse. It's a cool farmhouse and barn, but it's got that audio layer to it.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for playing along. We really appreciate you guys listening and commenting, sharing, liking. If you want to, email us, sendusplaces@decadesofdecay.com. Otherwise, like, subscribe, comment. We do appreciate it, however you wish to play along.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.